good news. You're going to be smiling and selling cookies.
Yes, we are very happy. We were the successful recipient of the new holiday cookie campaign. This one is a sugar cookie with a face on it, of course, with a smile on it. And it runs from November 18th to November 24th. And this is actually the second year of the campaign, but our Tim Hortons here in Iroquois Falls did not get it last year because they were under construction. So for Iroquois Falls, this is the first year for it.
Okay, good. So how it's much? Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. It's a little different from the April May campaign, the Smile Cookie campaign. And this time around, we get 50% of the proceeds rather than 100%. But the other 50% goes to the Tim Hortons Foundation to support their camps, which is another great, great organization.
Absolutely. My little brother went to a Tim Hortons camp in Alberta when he was 11.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and he still talks about it. He's 42 now, and he still talks about it.
Yeah, we've had a few kids from Miracle Falls go. So there's one little guy that I'm going to submit. Hopefully I can submit something for him this year to go.
Okay, good.
Use it.
So do you need volunteers to help decorate?
Oh boy, do we need volunteers. I counted the slots when we had it last year. Well, not last year, but the last campaign. And there's actually 94 slots that need to be filled. Not 94 bodies, but you know, your shift is from 9 to 11:30. So you need three people there. And then the next shift is, you know, from noon to four, I think it is. So you need three more people there. So I counted them. So we need about 94 time slots to be filled.
Okay. And that's obviously at the beginning of that week and all week?
Yeah, it starts on Sunday for, we have bakers going in, bakers and decorators. We've already got that time slot filled. We have quite a few of the slots filled, but we still need a lot more volunteers. And this is a great opportunity for the high school students to fulfill their hours. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, you get a t-shirt. If we have.
Okay.
Everybody has a t-shirt.
Do you have any projection how much money you might pull in?
Well, the last campaign, which was hugely successful, we got $16,450. So we got 100% of that. So I'm, because it's the first year, I don't know, let's shoot for 15,000 again and surpass it.
Okay. How do people get involved?
They can email Bowling Alley at earlporterlanes@yahoo.ca, or they can message us on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And we no longer have a full-time person in our office, so calling the office does nothing, unfortunately. The contract was finished, so we're just waiting for approval for a new intern from NOHFC. Waiting for that to come through. So if they do either that, you know, either email us or message us and leave your name and phone number and your availability, and we will get back to you like pronto.
Do you have plans for the money? Specific plans?
Absolutely, we have specific plans because our goal is to raise over $300,000 because our equipment is over 30 years old. Next year is our 30th anniversary, but the equipment is older than that. And it's, you know, people who use the bowling alley on a regular basis, they know that, you know, the pins don't score properly or they don't come down or, you know, you knock one down, it comes back up again after when you're trying to. Anyways, we're very lucky that we have a gentleman on our board, Dan Belfay, who is a MacGyver and he keeps our equipment running. And Gary Sobalski takes care of the other part of equipment. So we're very, very lucky having two amazing volunteers. So that's what it's going for. We're getting there slowly but surely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
No, we just really hope that the community comes out and supports us one more time. They were hugely supportive during the last campaign. And it's two very, very good organizations that both need the funds. And we look forward to seeing everybody and them buying some smile cookies.